and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
All right. As we have been reporting this morning, and Fox News has been doing some national stories on it, attorneys for convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh, they say they want a new trial accusing the court of clerk of improperly influencing the jury. This is down there at Colleton County. The clerk of court is Rebecca Hill, and she's accused of giving couple of things, jury members' business cards from reporters. After the verdict, she traveled to New York with three of the jurors to do interviews. She also wrote a book after the trial called Behind the Doors of Justice, The Murdaugh Murders. We have York County Clerk of Court joining us here, Angie Bryant. Angie, when this news broke yesterday on Wednesday, kind of what was your reaction? What went through your mind?
Well, that's not good. I don't know what else to say. It's just not good.
It's one way to look at it.
Right.
So Murdaugh's lawyers said Miss Hill, her name is Becky or Rebecca Hill, mm-hmm. said betrayed the oath of office for money and fame. That's what they said outside of the courthouse there in Columbia, outside of the South Carolina Court of Appeals. Hill and prosecutors did not immediately respond to emails from the Associated Press. And in fact, South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson said, "We are currently reviewing the defense's latest motion and respond through the legal process at the appropriate time." I believe they have 10 days to respond. So I know there's some things, Angie, you can and cannot talk about, and we certainly understand that. But if you can, maybe just talk a little bit about what your job entails, and folks might be familiar because you filled in on this show co-hosting, and we've talked about it before. A little bit about what your job entails, and kind of where that line is drawn in your role, I guess, when you do need to interact with juries.
Yeah, in York County, we have a lot of terms of court. And what that means is we have jurors coming in for jury duty probably about three weeks out of the month. And that's a lot. A lot of the smaller counties, they have it every 4 to 6 weeks, one term. So we're very busy with jurors. On Monday mornings, and this week it was Tuesday morning because we were off on Labor Day, the jurors come in. I give them their speech. Ashley's been there. So I tell them, first thing, it's a great day to be a juror here in York County. That gets some chuckles. I still get some frowns, but that's okay. So I'm jovial with them all morning. But there comes a time where when we're done and they're turned over basically to the judge, and the judge is more in charge of them once we get them qualified. And my role, I'm out. I don't go into the deliberation rooms. I don't talk to them. They are taken care of. Our bailiffs take care of them, make sure that they're where they're supposed to be. And I feel like my role is done at that point. Now, certainly, there's times that I do go into the courtroom. I did yesterday morning because we had a little bit of a different thing. We had to do the roll call again in the courtroom for the attorney. So I was there for that. But if I walk through the jury assembly room and they're there reporting, I will just tell, say good morning, welcome back. I told you you'd make new friends, that type of thing. But I would never talk about a case with the jurors.
Do you, if a juror has a problem during a trial, mm-hmm. who do they reach out to if they have a problem? Do
they actually write a note and give it to our bailiff, and the bailiff gives it to the judge.
Okay, so you're really hands off. So mm-hmm. your role, and we've explained this before, you yourself don't pick the jury members, or you don't pick the folks that are called to jury duty.
No. The computer does that. I have a juror specialist that she sends out the summons for each term, and they go out about 30 days before the case. Most of the time, I don't even know what's on the docket until I'm standing in front of them on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. That's just me. Mm-hmm. I don't look at it. I don't tell them what's up. That's up to the judge. Mm-hmm. There's three parts of being qualified as a juror. The roll call. You mm-hmm. remember, you have to stand up, tell us who you are, what you do, where you work, if you're married.
Who you're married to.
What they do, where they work.
It's an elevator speech.
That's the first one. The second is qualifications. There's some things that will get you out of jury duty because you simply cannot serve. You no longer live in York County, or your criminal background is not where it needs to be. So there's disqualifications, then we have exemptions. If you're 65 years of age or older, then you don't necessarily have to serve. You can, but you can use that exemption. And then the third part is your voir dire, and that's where you're actually in the courtroom and the judge is telling you what the case is about, who's involved, and then there's specific questions about that case, and that's when the jury finds out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, the three parts to being qualified. Mm-hmm. And then once that's done, like I said, the clerk's kind of out of it. And that's the way I deal with it. And I've been doing it for 15 years now. So, so far, so good. And I don't have time to write a book about anything. So,
That being said, I feel like that was real fast.
Yeah, it kind of was. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. But some people can do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to write a book about it.
Yeah.
Are you afraid, Angie, that what happened here, and of course, this trial, you know, everyone was glued to every piece of knowledge or every piece of words that came out of it. Were you, are you afraid a little bit that people once again might question the selection of a jury? It just plants seeds of doubt that they're like, oh gosh, here we go again.
And definitely. Yeah. And here it is, South Carolina again, good old boy system, you know, that kind of thing. It's not good publicity for anybody in the court system. It's something that we would prefer not to happen. But yeah, it's going to plant that seed again. But I promise you, we're going to, you know, keep doing the way we're doing and keep the integrity here and throughout the state. Clerk of courts throughout the state, they're great. We have two conferences a year. We have ethics training at those conferences. So I feel like what these accusations are, and they are accusations. I'm not going to say one way or the other. We'll have to deal with it and make strides to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Right.
Well, we'll see how this will play out again. This family name just continues to dominate the headlines.
I'm telling you.
Almost, what, a year?
This has been going
on. And Buster's all over Fox.
I saw that with that interview.
Yeah, I hadn't got to watch it yet. I haven't had time, but
it's on my list.
Yeah, mine too.
I'll text you.
Give me the small version.
Cliff Notes version. Yeah. She's a busy lady. She's got a lot of
I have back issues about once every 3 years, and it happened a couple of weeks ago.
No.
And I can't do anything but sit and watch television, and it was driving me insane. Mm. I cannot. I don't know how people binge watch things. I get bored really quickly.
Well, we certainly appreciate the job that you do here in York County. And thanks for explaining the process to us, because I think that's a big part, right, of jury duty. People see what they see in the movies and in TV, and it's Hollywood's version.
It is. And the judge said that. Judge Griffith, he's with us this week. He's from Newberry. And he was telling the jurors yesterday, he said, whatever you've seen on TV, get it out of your head, because we don't do it that way here in South Carolina.
Wow. That's for sure.
So it's, you know, it is an intense thing. And I'm sure, you know, you've got a trial that's lasting 8 weeks or whatnot. Mm-hmm. You are going to get familiar with people. It would be hard not to. Mm-hmm. But you still have to keep that line drawn.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Does something like this get out just through like leaks? Like, I mean, how would this come to light? And obviously you have to have evidence, to your point, Angie just mentioned, and we said too, all these are just allegations, but how do you prove all this, I guess, and how does this come to light?
Well, I watched the news release yesterday, the press conference, Harpootlian and Griffin. Mm-hmm. And, he just said that once the book was released, then
the jurors
started
out.
Talking. So that's all that I know, and that was in the press release yesterday. So, you know, it's like any crime or anything that happens. Not saying this is a crime, but any kind of crime, somebody knows something, and eventually somebody's going to tell it.
Gosh.
I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. But, you know, nowadays you just. I don't see how you can get away with anything with all the cameras and all the people, you know, the social media, and people's going to talk. So,
and it's a small town.
It is.
At the end of the day,
that's a tiny
small town.
Yeah, it is. We even talked about, remember when they were pulling how they find a fair and imbalance, or just a fair group in that community where that name is just everywhere.
And I wonder if they will request a change of jurisdiction at this point.
I think
point.
They have said that they are going to do
really?
That.
Really? Yeah. So this is interesting. So in a sworn statement, juror 630 said, I had questions about Mr. Murdaugh's guilt, but voted guilty because I felt pressured by other jurors. Juror 630 wrote in a sworn statement, adding that Hill pressured the jurors to talk to reporters after the trial. The appeal redacts their names, identifying jurors only by their numbers from the trial. Angie, I have seen, though, following a trial, a big trial like this, that somebody will coordinate with, we'll let the jurors know, hey, the media is outside. If you want to talk, do you get involved in that? Or how does that message get relayed to them that, hey, you can talk, you can't talk? Maybe they're confused on whether they can still share details of what goes on.
Again, I believe I would leave that up to the judge.
Okay.
I wouldn't get involved in that.
Sure. Yeah. Well,
I'm there to get the jurors there. I'm there to make sure that they know where they're supposed to be. And I tell them who they can and cannot talk to while they're there.
What bathroom you can and cannot go to.
You cannot go to the public restroom. You're not a member of the public this week. You cannot talk to anyone other than these four groups of people.
Wow. So you pack the car and you send them on their way.
You have to follow directions with this one right here.
Wow. Well, thanks for the insight again. Angie Bryant is the York County Clerk of Court. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much. And remember, it's always a good day to be a juror in York County.
That's correct.
That's it.
Thank you.
Gosh, all right. No problem. Thanks, friend.